If you built your own police car, take to the roads, and turn on the siren, well, you might quickly get in trouble with the real police. But this man has made a habit of it. In fact, he has 5 police cars roaming town. Perhaps it just depends on whose police car it is. I'll fill you in next on The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The town of Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show is based on Andy's hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina. When more tourists began coming here in the late 90s and early 2000s, Mike Cochran had an idea.
I said, I need to come up with something for all these tourists that's coming to Mount Airy, you know. I'm an old car nut, been fixing up cars since I was a teenager. And so I said, hey, I'm going to get me one of them old Ford Galaxies like you used on the show and fix it up like a squad car and ride people around town in it.
Mike says there was a reason a specific car was the squad car for Andy and Barney.
On the show, Ford Motor Company gave them a new Ford Galaxy every season to use as a squad car. So they'd take the old car back and just repaint it and sold them as used cars out in California, you know, where the show was filmed.
Visitors can book a tour in one of Mike's several Ford Galaxy squad cars. They'll even turn on the siren for you.
We start at Wally's Filling Station here. That's our home office. And we leave here and we go out to our granite quarry. It's about a mile out of town. Mount Airy is known as the Granite City. That's our official nickname.
And then they head back in town to see some of the well-known places from the show.
Like Snappy Lunch. We have a Floyd's Barber Shop there on Main Street. And so we just point out, you know, museums and stuff. We point out a lot of neat stuff on Main Street.
They go by Andy's old school, where he first began to sing and perform. Then they swing by the house where he grew up, a home that is today available as a place to stay. It's a cool tour, and you can see the TV version of this show by following American Countryside on Facebook. I'll have the final part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.